We're into day five of Targa Tasmania and been following us all week. We say a very good morning to Martin Agerton. G'day, Martin.
Hey, Luke.
Eddie Maguire and Zach Brakey have extended their lead as we head into day five today. And really, Martin, unless something major happens, they should take this out.
Well, yeah, it's still a long way to go. And we better mention that Eddie's from Elliot, not from Burnie. I know the people at Elliot will be wanting us to say that. So him and Zach Brakey, they've got a 2 minute 23-second lead. With 2 days to go, but there's a long way to go at the moment. Angus Kennard and Ian Wheeler a second in a Nissan GTR. We've got Trevor McLeod and Steve Glennie also in a GTR. They're a further minute and 6 seconds behind. And Tony Quinn and Naomi Tillett also in a GTR. They're not too far behind them as well. So there's about a bit over a minute separating second to fourth. And Angus Kennard said something quite interesting to me yesterday. He said, there's a great battle for second, third and fourth, which almost suggested to me that he'd given up hope of winning the event. So I said to him, well, do you think you can still catch Eddie? And he said, if he's driving the way he is at the moment, no. He said, not that I wish it upon him, but if something happens and then we're in a spot to inherit second. So he said that they're still going as hard as they can.
Yep.
So they've got some pretty challenging stages ahead of them today if they're to make up any ground on Eddie.
Yeah, they're relying on something to go wrong for Elliott's Eddie Maguire and Zach Brakey there as well in their Dodge Viper. And the Nissans have been performing well all week, haven't they? So what was the weather conditions like yesterday? I know they were treacherous there a couple of days ago. They were a lot better yesterday, Martin?
Not really, no. I was at the start of the final stage, which was Reece Dam, and there was constant drizzle for much of the afternoon. The roads were very slippery. I drove through from Queenstown to Hobart last night, Lee, and as you know, I grew up on the West Coast. I spent a lot of time there. I know the roads really well.
Yep.
And I've got to say, Arrowsmith was probably the slipperiest I've seen it for a long, long time last night. So if it's like that, anything like that today, they're in for a real test.
Of course, well, a bit of black ice as well. You know the roads exceptionally well. It was almost like a homecoming for you. So what's going to happen today? They're heading off from Strawn and they're making their way down to Hobart for the penultimate day, day five.
Yep, they have a stage out of Strawn, which is called Strawn, strangely enough. Then they have a stage from Queenstown to Linda, which includes the famous 99 bends, as they used to say. I actually counted them last night just out of curiosity. There's only about 48 of them, Lee, but it's a bit more romantic, I guess, to say 99 bends. And they've been called that since long before I was a kid as well. Then they have the Mount Arrowsmith stage, which is 52 kilometres. Taralea, lunch at New Norfolk, then Molesworth, which is up behind the Chigwell near Hobart, and Grass Tree Hill, which is on the road to Richmond, to finish off. It's only a 6.7k stage, and they should be in Hobart by pretty early this afternoon. Hopefully they're not delayed by anything, including weather.
Okay, so as we sit at the moment, Eddie Maguire, Zach Brakey, they've extended their lead into day four as we move into day five today. So I think their lead is, what, 2.23 second lead at the moment?
2 minutes and 23 seconds, yeah.
Yep.
And, if you can make up 30 seconds a day from day one, then you're in a good position to win. So if you do the maths on that, if they were doing 30 seconds a day, they'd be 2 minutes and 30 seconds up. So I think they're pretty well on target. Just quickly, Lee, in the classic category, or classic GT, John Siddons and his wife Gina, in a Datsun 240Z, they're 5 minutes and 23 seconds up. And the navigators, they don't call them navigators anymore, they're co-drivers because they can actually drive if they want to. And Gina drove a couple of stages yesterday, so she was quite chuffed about that. She said, we lost a bit of time. I'm not as quick as John, but he's a better driver than he is a navigator. So work out what you want to into that one. Stuart McCauley and Philippe Etienne, they're currently second in a 1985 Porsche Carrera. And about a minute or so behind them, it's Stephen Thatcher and Philip Parker in a 1989 Nissan GTR. Now, you might wonder, all these cars of various ages, but I know a lot of people would remember the 1989 Nissan GTRs, because that's the year they won Bathurst, and they dubbed them Godzilla.
It's nice to see the classics all a part of Targa Tasmania. There's nothing better than seeing some of those old classic cars, is there, Martin?
Yeah, it's a wonder, you know, that they're still going, because their drivers flog them. So, I don't know, if I had a car like that, I'd probably be not wanting to take it in an event like Targa, or maybe I would.
Probably put it in the garage for most of the year and just bring it out for Targa Tasmania. So it promises to be another exciting day five ahead. So Eddie Maguire and Zach Brakey currently leading the field at the moment, and you'd think that's the way it'll be unless something drastically goes wrong in the Dodge Viper. And I appreciate your time this morning, Martin, and thanks for giving us the reports over the course of this week, and we'll get you to rest the voice of yours.
Yes, and you're going to ask me what's on Saturday Sport tomorrow?
Well, now that you mentioned it, what have we got from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with all thanks to Hersey Seafoods?
Nothing.
There you go. You've just answered it.
I'm in Hobart, Lee. My Saturday Sports Show goes to air 51 weeks a year. Guess which one it doesn't.
And it misses out tomorrow. So we'll look forward to your company Saturday week then. How does that sound?
Absolutely. I've got the week off, and I'm looking forward to being back on air on the Saturday week from 8 till 10.